apple.
Honey.
Honey.
Coconut
milk.
Eyes.
Coffee.
Strike.
Strike. Was she trying to say strawberry?
It's either she's saying straw or let's try it. All I know is that she put in a straw and say strike.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Coconut
milk.
Coconut milk.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Apple.
I like what she said. Grapefruit.
That lady. I don't even like coffee, but she makes me want to try coffee, dude.
She makes me want to try a lot of things, if you catch my drift.
No, I don't. Yeah. Please.
Like grapefruit.
Not grapefruit.
Yeah, no. I know what coffee will do to me, and I shouldn't be drinking it.
Does it make you poop like everybody else?
Yeah.
Because that means it's doing its job.
Well, yes, but that's not the problem.
What is that? That's not a problem?
Nah.
Pooping's never a problem.
Pooping's
I poop like soft
serve. That just means more time on my phone.
I don't need any more time on my phone. My life is a waste.
My free time going down. I ain't pooped in 8 days. Maybe I'm drinking too much coffee.
And not enough water. You definitely need some fiber.
Maybe I'm getting my fiber.
Maybe add some Metamucil to your coffee.
So I can shit like 8 times a day?
Yes.
This is 8, coffee and flakes.
8 That's times a day is better than once in 8 days.
You ever take a Metamucil shit?
No, but
you
I've
see your
taken
shit,
dry
but then you see the Metamucil at the same time floating at the top.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah. You don't ever digest like just full on fiber. It just comes back.
Well,
out.
Yeah, that's what the whole point of it is. It's to help keep that colon
nice and juicy.
Yeah.
I've also had curry shits, and that.
Oh, those are worse.
White Castle shits are pretty bad.
They smell like White Castle to me,
and they hurt.
White Castle.
They hurt for you?
Yeah, they hurt. They burn.
You've been eating them Pepper Jacks.
Yeah, I never get the plain ones.
It's been like 4 years since I've actually went to a White Castle.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
some White Castle.
Dude, I swear to God, when I eat White Castle, it feels like my asshole is like a volcano holding back lava, and it's, just, and it's burning so bad. Ick.
I gotta get to the bathroom before the levee breaks.
Yep, pretty
but
much.
The levee always breaks.
Levee always breaks.
Yep, yep. That's why America died. Remember?
Yeah, but I've had Chloe's food, and yeah. She likes to load that shit.
Oh my God, I know. She got me singing "Bye Bye Miss American Pie."
Bye Bye Mr. American Ass. That shit's gone.
That's America's ass.
Yeah, that is America's ass. All I know is all this cheese we've been eating gonna stop me up.
No,
let me broke when I was mid crouch.
I got a Reddit post that will shoot right off of this food thing we're going on.
What's that?
So. This is a history thing. It's been going on for a
long time. No, see Reddit.
Long fucking time, right? Like this thing that women are doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But now it's like catching full steam on social media, like on TikTok and like all these other things, and girls and Reddits, and people are posting stories and videos of them feeding.
Before you tell them what it is, let me just tell you, TJ. Like Sherm already told me like what it was, and I was like, oh, I know bitches whose aunts did that shit to like their husbands.
Yeah. So what's going on, I guess, and this is like a tradition. It's African and Italian. Like it traces back to those.
There's some not to be an expert on this, but supposedly there's some voodoo traditions that go on with that shit too. Yeah.
Yep. So what it is they put their period blood in their men's food, and it's supposed to bewitch them and make them fall madly in love with you and be like
make them all fertile and have like 10 babies
and obsessed with you and be devoted to you, right? So women are like sneaking period blood into their fucking men's food and posting.
I haven't seen the videos, but how many of these men are just fucking dirt bags that don't deserve that kind of attention?
What the fuck?
That kind of attention.
No, not like that kind of attention, but like, you know, like the devotion. Like, I'm gonna make that nigga love me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh. Of course they're dirt bags. That's why they're doing all this extra shit. It's just the weirdest shit. I got one right here. I'm gonna read this to you. I know this is a weird scenario, but please just bear with me. Basically, in my family, believing in folklore and old wives' tales is pretty common. One story is that if a guy consumes your menstrual fluid, he'll be super devoted to you forever. Long story short, I started dating my current boyfriend a little over a year ago.
I know where this is going.
Things were casual. I liked him, but wasn't sure if he was feeling, if his feelings were as intense as mine were. He
crazy shit.
He was still getting over an ex and had made that clear to me. I was starting to wonder if this was just a rebound relationships. Anyway, one night I offered to cook for him at my apartment. Prior to that, we had always gone out to eat, and he generally insisted on paying, so I figured he'd appreciate my gesture. He did. I was on my cycle. I have really bad periods. Always have. Lots of cramping, high emotion, etc. I don't know what I was thinking, but I decided to just add a little blood to the sauce.
TJ said no.
I don't want to get too graphic, so I'll spare you the details of how I went about it. He came over. He was none the wiser. He ate the pasta, and I pretended I was too. I'll eat heavy foods, and I just opted to pick the set. Oh my god, this bitch didn't even eat her own shit. Looking back, I am horrified that this happened, and even more horrified that it allowed him to eat the food. I'm sure he had no idea, and I've never mentioned it to this day. Shortly after that, we became exclusive. The logic part of my brain knows that the profession of our relationship has nothing to do with what I did that night. But the superstitious part of me has always wondered, what if? What if he doesn't really love me? What if I somehow manipulated his feelings and he doesn't even know? I've been wrestling lately with whether to tell him the truth. I honestly love this guy more than anything. He's super sweet, attentive, and never fails to make me laugh.
Can I interject for a second?
Yeah, but just 1 second. I don't want to lose him over a stupid thing I did a year ago.
I was feeling insecure. That's why I'm interjecting, because if you love that motherfucker, you'd have been like, the minute you served that shit, I'm trying a new recipe. I hope you like my Campbell's Chunky Period Blood.
Yeah. Do you think she should tell him?
You know what's funny? Before you said that she had a heavy flow in there, I was thinking to myself on the way up here, like, if I had a vagina and I had a heavy flow and the viscosity is similar to, like, ragu, I might suffer a little temptation myself.
Why are you building food for me?
You fucking vampire.
Not, like, eat it. Like,
look at you. You red wing loving.
No,
that's just me playing the devil's advocate.
No, but it's not. We know Sprout. No, I'm just
kidding.
And
we know that Sprout already has a vagina, and he's fed us plenty of menstrual blood.
Did you hear me? I was like, wait, you don't have a vagina? No. We know Sprout doesn't have a vagina.
Yet.
He's been working on it, though.
Yeah, I've been doing Kegels.
But do you think she should tell him? Just this real quick.
She should have been told that motherfucker, because that way he has an option to either eat the meal
or
leave that woman.
It's not the option. It's where she's at now. There's nothing else to be done.
Well, I mean, you dug yourself into a trench. You either dig yourself deeper by telling that motherfucker, or you just fucking wait till the war's over.
Right.
Honestly, I don't know if I want to know.
I wouldn't want
to know. I don't want to know.
Especially if that shit slapped. Like, if that shit was like, what if she just made some spaghetti and that shit was like better than funeral spaghetti?
Okay, so what if? What if? Okay, let's just look at it this way. What if it's increasing the flavor of the food and making it so good that the man falls in love with her?
Because like, oh, that bitch can cook in the best way to my heart and my stomach. Yeah.
That's just sitting here with you. But no, and this is becoming a common thing that I'm seeing. So now I'm like curious about eating anybody else's food that's a woman. I'm like, do I eat it now?
Dude, there are customers, like female customers that come into my store with like food. Like, I made some food. I had some extra. I was thinking about you. You want it? And I smashed that shit all the fucking time.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm just now realizing this shit. I might have ate some shit I didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think we make our own food from now on.
I've been bringing my own lunch to work for like the last week. And this is like well before we even had this conversation. God told me something's wrong with these bitches. No, I'm just kidding. That's
never. Oh, you know, so I did some reading on this stuff, and it's really strong. It does have voodoo, like, from the African side, mm-hmm. but
or like the Caribbean side.
Yeah, and the Italians, it's basically the same thing. And so I guess what they tell, it's such a common practice.
But with the Italians, they do it as a community soup.
Yeah, no, what they do is they tell single men to not accept red sauces or red foods from single women.
Because the Baba Duke's coming for your dick.
No, because she got a little extra secret sauce in that sauce, you know what I mean?
Oh, fuck.
She got that sriracha that's spicy.
Oh, can you imagine you're in Italy? Some fine ass Italian bitch make you some fucking pasta, like some spaghetti or some lasagna.
Right.
And then she hands it to you and you're like, it smells good, thank you. And then she goes, prego.
I was like, I like ragu better. No, actually I don't. That's
fucking gross, dude.
Yeah.
Never accepting a free meal from a strange woman ever again.
Do you think that's like considered a crime?
Oh, I told you this on the phone.
Yes.
Anybody who does that shit and they are caught doing that shit needs to get put straight into fucking jail.
For real.
Straight into fucking jail. That is a biohazard.
Yeah.
If I don't know you and you're just giving me blood food and you got AIDS or some shit, now I got AIDS because I ate your blood food.
Fucking Sprout. Kill me with that.
How you know I don't have an open wound on my face not getting a food fight because of your food?
Well, if she's giving you her own HIV period blood, I'm sure you guys already had sex.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
But it can be.
Because
in
I
America.
Haven't had sex with any of the females that come bring me food at my job.
Not yet.
Right, but you just said sex. You would have had to have sex before she gave you food. Right?
No, no, but not always. But what I'm saying is, like, most relationships now.
That's the problem. There's too many variables.
Yeah, exactly. Most relationships start.
How do you know if you've had menstrual meals?
You don't. You
menstrual
eat
meals on wheels. They show up
you
to your house in the car.
You go out to eat.
Oh shit!
How you know she don't got an inside person, inside lady at Red Lobster?
Oh, you're fine.
That marinara, that marinara looking suspect now.
Who eats marinara with their lobster?
What about with their shrimps?
I go to Red Lobster for lobster.
But what about when Shrimp Fest is going down?
I eat that shit. Like, I don't get the cocktails.
My
I get
man
that
coming
butterfly
in and said,
garlic
fuck
shit.
Your fuck your fishy holiday and just eats lobster.
Hell yeah. That shit's expensive. Oh, you know, crab is getting super expensive because, like, 90% of the fucking population is gone.
That's why I've been eating imitation dogs.
They don't even know where it went. They're like, where'd it go? That they shut down fishing up in Alaska for crab. They're crabbing.
Well, I mean, they're running out of crabs.
Yeah. Like I said, 90% of the population of the crab population is gone. Like, they have no idea where it's at. But I'm like, the acid in the fucking, like, the acidity levels in the ocean is getting pretty bad. It's going to start making their shells all weak.
And they dead.
They gone.
Okay, I don't know if this has anything to do with the Wu-Tang Clan, but can I just read this headline? I haven't even clicked the article yet.
Go ahead.
Wu, Trump, and a blue wave. Top stories GBH News is following this.
Top stories. Okay, this is multiple stories. All right.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But is it the Wu-Tang Clan? Do I click this? They caught me.
I mean, we're going to get a story about either the Wu-Tang Clan or the cell phone.
Or Trump.
Oh, Trump's another story in there. They're like all separate stories, I'm assuming.
Okay, never mind. They're talking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu and not the Wu-Tang Clan. Stepping away from that article. Sorry you had to hear me be sort of kind of racist.
That's kind of funny, man. Hey, Sprout, you dropped that right there.
My butt fur?
Your racism. You gotta pick it back up.
No, you just leave it on the table. Put it in the ashtray. Let me burn that shit.
I know that 25 or that third of you is gonna pick it up and put it in your pocket later when you go home.
I consider it. For Massachusetts, no news of a state seal or a motto. You hear about that whole hubbub? They're thinking about replacing their state seal and a motto. Because in the state of Massachusetts, they've urged the creation of a commission to review the state seal and motto. It's got like the native dude with the fucking tomahawk, and it says some shit on the bottom of it in Latin or some shit.
Yeah, that's a bad topic.
It says we'll fight you or some shit like that.
It says John Smith was here.
That's so bad.
It is crazy how like a lot of state flags have like native elements to them, but like have barely any natives left in them. Like Massachusetts.
Yep.
Or like fucking, I mean, there's a lot of natives in Oklahoma, but like they be in the cut. Like, but their state flag is like two hatchets and some other shit.
Well, originally that's supposed to be all reservation. All of Oklahoma?
Yeah, and then they had that land grab back in like the late 1700s, early 1800s, some shit like that. No, early to mid 1800s when they had all the land grabs in the West. Because that was treaty ground, yep. And then somebody opened that shit up, and all the whites came in and fucking built houses.
Okay, here's what it is in Latin: "By the sword we seek peace, by peace only under liberty."
By the sword we seek peace, they say.
Yep.
That means that they're gonna kill you.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like we'll kick your ass.
That sounds like everything that I've been fucking told by like all my higher ups in the army. Like we're here to defend freedom.
You live with by bullets. The sword, you die by the sword. That type of shit.
And I'm like, but before I joined this establishment, I was pretty fucking free.
Mm-hmm. What do you you got anything for us, TJ? You guys look really unprepared. I wish we had a camera right now because I'm the only one without the phone in my hand.
And I'm trying real hard to like do last minute prep.
I know. That's what I was just getting to. I was like, these motherfuckers didn't do no homework.
Neither did you, nigga. What the?
Yeah, I the period story. What are you talking about? Oh yeah, Anthony Rumble Johnson died.
No, I do have something.
Who was like a really good MMA guy. I used to love watching him. I watched him fight in 170, and this dude is a big fucking guy, and he used to knock everybody out. And he died from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That shit is crazy. 38 years old, younger than us, you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Not younger than this motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
He older than TJ. Older who?
That's my obituary.
Oh, TJ's old to a 14-year-old.
Nah, she's 13.
Close enough.
Yep. She calls everybody old that's older than her. She calls Ronald old.
Sit your old ass down for I'll break your back,
you old head. I'm like, damn, he's like 2 years older than you.
Hey, do you ever wonder what the fuck Seal's talking about in Kiss by Rose?
Yeah, we were just talking about that. 100%.
No, I'm not asking you. I'm asking our listeners.
Oh.
Fuck you.
I maintain that he's talking about getting kissed by a rose in the wind. And that's a booty hole fart right in your mouth. That's what that is.
All right, so check it out.
Tell me what it means. I know you read into this.
No, I found an interpretation,
mm-hmm.
And I kind of did. I kind of buy into it. So, yeah, first verse, he's like, "There's a lonely graying lighthouse in the middle of the sea." And, you became the light living man. So.
He blind.
The light's on the dark side. The light on the dark side of me, right?
Yep.
So, he says that he's the sea and or the lighthouse.
Okay.
And that she's the light, which, I mean, we kind of gathered from him saying you yep. became the light.
Yep.
And then later on in the song, he's talking about how, like, did you know that when it snows, my eyes become large and the light that you shine can be seen?
Right.
And so, like, I guess, like, when it snows... she happens to just show up to this nigga's house, and his eyes get all big, like, yeah, awooga. And then he turns on the lighthouse. Now you can finally see the lighthouse. Like, I'm not alone anymore. And then.
Okay.
And then, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but he's talking about how, like, the rose is red and bright and vibrant, and how gray is dull and boring, and how, like, the kiss from the rose on the gray is, like, her, like, adding color to his life and, like, showing him, like, the things that he couldn't see because he was in the dark the whole time.
I get it.
I mean, I want that to make sense.
Is that
sense.
Really what we need is another
I want that
savior.
To be the thing that makes sense. But I don't know. Let's look at these lyrics real quick.
No, I'm not. You look at them. You tell me what you think.
There is so much a man can tell you, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a growing addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is it healthy, baby?
What was the question?
So, like, is he just really codependent?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was just saying. Is it really another woman hero that we need?
Also,
and I mean that, like, in the song's context, not my own personal context.
Right. You know, the song came out way before that Batman movie?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I do. Yep.
But they didn't make a video for it until they were like, let's put this on Batman.
Yep. That's how it got big. Because before that, I was like, what the fuck? And then when it got put on
Batman.
I'm like,
what does the song have to do with Batman? But somebody in Quora explained it.
Yeah.
He said, you know, if the kiss from the rose in the gray, like when Bruce leaves that rose for his dead parents in front of the movie theater on the concrete every fucking movie. And then I was like, yeah, that's what the song means. And then he was like, edit. This song came out way before Batman.
No, I think it has to do with Nicole Kidman's character bringing the light into Batman's dark cave life.
But she didn't really do shit except for just be in danger all the time.
Yeah, and give him another love interest that wasn't Michelle Pfeiffer. Or Vicky Vale.
Yeah, I was going to say Vicky Vale was the first one.
Yeah, and then Michelle Pfeiffer.
You mean Selena Kyle.
Like, that bitch is gone. Well, what? Who cares? It's the DC universe. I'm so upset with them right now, I don't even want to talk about it.
Batman Returns. When Catwoman dies and comes back as just a normal semen ass cat. How does Bruce know it's her? Because he knows. You can tell by looking at his face. He knows it's her. Like, I'm going to keep this pussy. But she's never going to turn back into a woman, right? So, A, how did he know? B, why are you taking her home again? So she can ruin your life again. But this time as a cat. Because she's going to break all your fucking valuable artifacts.
Yeah, probably. Or she'll be too busy trying to catch all them mice. Or ducking from
or bats.
Or bats, yeah.
She's gonna kill your fucking persona.
There's so many bats, that cat would be toast.
Okay. I got one.
What you got?
I got a Florida man.
Florida man?
Yeah, we can do a Florida man now. That means you have to close us out with a motivational quote later.
God damn it.
Yeah, you see what you signed yourself up for?
That's good. I like those.
Give me that Florida man, baby.
Fine. Florida man arrested after stealing 85 pounds of shrimp and a GPS unit.
Holy fuck.
He needed the GPS to track the shrimp.
I want to know what party he was going to. That he needed a whole GPS and not a phone.
No, I think he stole the GPS unit that lets you track things. Right? Let's hear the article.
A 52-year-old Florida man was arrested Sunday for stealing a GPS unit and approximately 85 pounds of shrimp, among other items, according to deputies. Felipe Fonseca.
Okay.
52
yes,
of
Cuban
Stock
B.
Island was charged with burglary, larceny, possession of burglary tools.
Oh, nice. You had a crowbar.
And damage to property.
My man did a whole heist for 80 pounds of shrimp and a GPS tracker.
According to investigators, the owner contacted the Monroe County Sheriff's Office at approximately 10 a.m. after finding the lock to a storage facility on Fifth Avenue had been broken off.
My man's just trying to get back to fucking Cuba with that shrimp. Damn.
A Garmin
yep.
GPS unit,
yep.
approximately 85 pounds of shrimp, a trim tilt unit for an outboard engine.
A Garmin? So it was like, I just don't have a phone.
Yeah. I told you. He's going back to Cuba.
Where am I going?
He's going to fucking, he's taking his fucking thing to Cuba. He got a trim thing for a boat.
And an air pump were stolen.
Yep.
He's about to Cuba. His way back.
He going back to Cuba with that shrimp.
Okay,
no being, more fucking being, octopus. Little, no little. More octopus for me.
We're being a little Scarfacey right now.
He was booked on a.
No, I asked my cousin Calvin. Bond. He's Cuban.
Say what?
He was booked on a $20,000 bond.
$20,000 not too bad.
You ain't getting out for less than $2,000.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
Bail.
That's not bad.
If
at all.
They do, oh, he said bond, so it's bail
no.
bond.
No.
But you usually pay 10% of what your yeah. bail is.
That $2,000 ain't shit.
To who?
Most people don't pay $2,000.
I was on bail for $5,000, and I had to pull teeth to get somebody to give me.
No, that's his. You said so his bail is
$20,000. $20,000 bail
yeah.
on bond.
Okay.
Whoever's bailing you out
yeah.
pays 10% of that bond.
Okay.
And if you fail to show up to court after you get released on bail,
you get a bounty.
Then that motherfucker that paid you to get out owes you the remaining $20,000.
Oh, fuck that.
Or not you, but like the guy that is paying for the bond.
Yep. And that's why bail's bondsmen go looking for people.
I had a $5,000 bail. Someone paid $500 to bail me out. That's 10% of $5,000.
Yeah.
I went straight to fuck to court when I had to go to court. Fuck, I look like owing somebody $5,000 for it.
Yep.
Fuck that. Man, these snacks are on point today.
I know.
We had a whole charcuterie.
I know. We had beef sticks and pretzel sticks and.
I murdered a sandwich on my way here.
He did.
What was
that? That sandwich did no trance.
Did that sandwich have a name?
It was
Felipe.
Felipe de la Roast Beef.
It works.
Was he trying to go back to Cuba?
If Cuba's my stomach, yeah.
It's got octopus in there.
My stomach's just full of old cars from the 50s.
Yeah. I watched
it's the Underdark.
I watched a Vice a video about these fucking Cuban fishermen.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, these dudes take a tire with a bunch of shit to it, and they fucking sit in it like floating and go out into the ocean and sit there with string around their hands and fish at the bottom of the ocean. Like, just sitting out there on a tube. There's sharks and all kinds of shit.
Nope.
Could you imagine being in the middle of the ocean on an inner tube?
No, I can't, because I've watched people swim out to what I consider the middle of the ocean, and I can never.
When these dudes sit out there, no shit, for like 12 hours, like in the middle, they'll be out there from dusk till dawn in the dark.
How are they storing these fish?
They hook them under their thing. They got, look, you should see their little inner tubes. They look like. You know how carts, like homeless people have those carts that are all like stacked up?
Imagine there's a bunch of plastic bags on an inner tube.
Yeah. And there's an inner tube with all of that shit on there.
Oh, shit.
The boat sails by. He's like, you want to buy a cat? And he pulls one out.
For real.
I don't know why I just thought this, but it's so fucked up.
What?
You know how when you go to sleep?
Yeah.
That's basically just a small sliver of death.
Yeah. Edgar Allan Poe, I think you said that, wasn't it?
I don't know, but I just finally get that.
Wait, repeat that statement?
That when you go to sleep, it's just like a tiny sliver of death.
That's an Edgar Allan Poe quote, actually, I think.
Well, I mean,
how I loathe the little slices of death.
You know, like when you go to sleep as a child, you spend most of that time growing.
Yeah, but I never read
but then when
Poe.
You spend that time sleeping as an adult, you spend that time definitely dying. And I know this because I wake up feeling physically shitty every morning. Like my bones hurt more day by day. It fucking sucks. And not like you know, like the bones you use to do your fucking job. Just bones you wouldn't expect to hurt. Like, you get out of bed after, like, a good night's sleep, and you're like, ah, my metatarsals. Why?
My damn... what's the other one? Metacarpals.
Metacarpal. That's the hand.
Yep.
Oh, I've been suffering a lot of that shit. I think I might have carpal tunnel and or tendonitis. Because this whole range of hand to wrist is just bad.
Yep.
I don't like it.
You know how I usually deal with my hand pain and shit like that? I'm
jerking it?
No, that makes it worse. It's all crackly, like it sounds like a skeleton walking.
I've just been popping the bones in my hand.
Oh, here it is. But no, anyway,
like they're out of place.
Dude, stick your hands in fucking ice and then shove them in hot water.
I thought that was bad for the nerves.
Yeah, no,
it's beautiful for the nerves.
It feels great.
You ever just go outside on like a very, very like abnormally cold winter day? It's like 15 below. Yep. And then, like, your hands are just frozen, and you just come in and just immediately put them in hot water. Yep. I love that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the poem by Poe. See? You know how I remember Sleep. That?
Those little slices of death, how I loathe them.
You know what that's from? Or that quote's on? The first Nightmare on Elm Street?
That's probably.
Oh!
Yeah.
Or the third one or second one. It's
Freddy Krueger was inspired by an old ass Poe poem.
I guess so.
Like, how do we use this line? Let's make a child molester who comes and kills people in their sleep.
I think the movie came about because of the story of people dying in their dreams and making them die for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then but Multiverse John Carpenter of Madness was like, just told us that was just looking into different realities.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anytime you're dreaming that you're falling, it's just you pushing yourself off the cliff.
I heard that one story, like, every time you're falling.
The third eye.
Wait. When you die.
Do you have the Darkhold?
I can.
When you die, angels carry you, right, from your sleep into heaven. And every time that you wake up falling, an angel dropped you.
But.
I'm like, wait, what? I was dying?
But.
He dropped you right into hell.
From Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core, it taught me that when you die, you just wake up on like water, looking up at the sky, wanting wings.
Yeah.
And what Grandia taught me.
And then you look at
me.
Your hand and you have the fucking soul stone.
And what Grandia 2 taught me is that if you died, it's because the church burnt your ass up.
Hell yeah.
That bitch said, cleanse the town with fire.
What else do you cleanse it with?
I don't know,
soap? No. When anybody says they're going to cleanse some shit, I'm like, they're going to go fucking burn something to fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go cleanse my house right now.
Anytime I see a spider in my basement, I'm like, I'm about to clean the house with fire.
They need to be purified. Like, oh, fuck. That's fire.
Can't be nothing but.
No.
There's not enough hand sanitizer in the world for this town.
Nope. My goodness. Are we going to pay some bills soon?
Yeah, we can pay some bills.
You gotta shake the piggy bank.
Let's shake yon bank.
I'm not one. I've never
shake yon swine bank.
I think this is the first time I've ever brought up paying bills. It's always you who does it.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I'm being a deadbeat dad today. I'm sorry.
You take care of this podcast.
I'm sorry I didn't give you your allowance 2 weeks ago. Are you hungry?
I am.
Oh, sorry, Dad can't get you McDonald's till payday. That's not till next Friday, my dog.
Fucking can't even make a peanut butter sandwich.
All right, let's pay some bills.
Yeah. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes. They're longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York.
Oh, dude, my God. Look at the sound on this thing. Hold up.
That is super loud.
Is it?
Wow.
We're back. Thanks for listening to that terrible atrocity.
Yep. I did my best.
I don't think we introduced ourselves in the first half. Our loyal listeners know who we are, but I'm Sprout Ticulus James III.
I am the artist formerly known as Jeremy.
And this is our intern,
Thomas Wayne. Well, Thomas James Wayne Brandner.
Yep, he's Mexican.
In an alternate timeline, he's Batman. Batman's dad.
He's Mexican because he's got five fucking names.
Thomas Wayne Brandner. Hold on, guys. Thomas Wayne Brandner.
Wang Wang.
Gonzalez. Mary Polis.
Alejandro Refugio Martinez.
De La Sanchez.
Nah, you forgot Cruz.
Cruz.
De La Cruz. Thomas Wayne Sanchez De La Cruz.
Santa Maria. Here we go. Santa Maria De La Cruz.
Yo, put that on your social tonight.
That's so crazy.
Oh, speaking of social, that reminds me. I have some tasks for you that I need to give to you that Jasmine was doing for a while, which she'll probably still do. Well, she's done with her honeymoon. I'm still pissed at her.
Yeah.
You don't fucking elope and not tell your brothers.
Yeah. <laughs> You know? She doing her own thing.
I'm happy for her. I really am, but like.
Man, that motherfucker had a shotgun wedding. I'm not even kidding you. Those
babies. I mean, it must have been a nice night for us.
No, I'm not kidding you. They literally had pictures of them holding guns, like an AK-47 and an M16.
Oh, she went fucking the full nine.
Yep.
She went hard in the elope.
Yep. Yep. I was like, what? Okay.
I'm finna hit her up and I'll be like, congratulations.
Congratulations.
And like, I don't even know if she heard our episode because we haven't really been advertised in the last like three episodes.
No.
And she's like the most involved with us aside from TJ. She does all our background work when like you're not doing it.
It's been a while.
I mean, she's busy now. She's doing fights. And taming Strange and locking it down and keeping it in the house.
Yep. So check it out. Look at that picture.
Do I know that guy?
That's the dude I was talking about. That's her husband.
Swear to God, this dude looked hella familiar. He looked like if Robin Bryan had a baby.
Yeah, they got AKs and the M16.
I'm glad they're happy, though. I'm glad she's happy. Fuck that guy. I don't know him. I mean, not like in a rude way. I'm going to look forward to knowing him. But.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm shaking my fist right now if he does anything to my sister. Fuck him up. She's not my real sister. I don't know if I've mentioned this in the last episode. I mean, you know and you know. You obviously know. That's your sister. But. I mean, me and Sherman, Jasmine, all of Sherman's family, like we go way back,
in time,
way way back. Oh, I remember when. Did I tell you a story, TJ? Me and Sherman went hunting for the first time, like right a little bit after I came back from the army. I bought like a couple ounces of weed. We smoked like the first ounce of the good shit before we even went hunting. All we had was this Reggie when we got up to Detroit Lakes. But it was like me, Sherm, Jeanette, his mom, and Jasmine. We all rolled up there together. And your grandma. Yep. We all rolled up together because Archie was already at the fucking res shooting shit. But we booked a hotel over in Detroit Lakes before we went hunting the next day over at the res. And so... we're all hanging out, listening to J-pop, and because I was like fresh into J-pop, so I was like, "This is all we're listening to," and we were all like fucking doing pro wrestling shit because it was like two twin beds, we're just slamming each other on these beds, like me, Sherm, Jasmine. I think Jasper might have got involved. All I know is that before that even happened, we went to what was it, Country Kitchen?
Yep.
And for the second time in my life, I watched Sherm stab Jasper in the hand with a fork. And for the same reason, like, Jasper tried to catch Sherm slipping, and he's like, nope. The first time was maybe like 4 years prior. But anyways, we go back to our hotel. We're hanging out, listening to J-pop and shit. We're beating the shit out of each other. And Jasmine, much like Sherm's kids, like, she's super resilient. So you can just fucking throw her around the room. She's fine, right? But I threw her to the point where, like, she landed on that bed at the wrong angle. And she landed. So I picked her up. The two twin beds were, like, or not twin beds. It was, like, two, like full-size beds. And they're maybe, like, 3 feet apart from each other. And she jumped on me from one. And I picked her up. And I scooped her up. And I went to the other one. And I tried to fucking power bomb her on the other one. And when I did, she landed, like, on, like, a fucking, like, 80-degree angle on her neck. And then proceeded to bounce and hit same neck on the wall behind the other bed. And I was like, oh, fuck, Sherm, I killed your sister. She got up crying, and I felt like the worst person on the planet. I still do to this day. I don't know why your sister likes me, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yep, and then my grandma had a diabetic shock. She went into diabetic shock there and was like,
that shit blew my fucking mind. And, you know, his grandma never spoke English, really. Like, she knew, like, a couple few words, like, amongst, like, close friends and family. But it wasn't, like, full sentences. It was always just, like...
Well, no, that's just because she had her stroke.
Was it?
Yep.
I thought it was just, like, a thing.
Oh, no, she had her stroke.
When I met her, she just spoke, like... un poquito English.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's because you met her after her stroke. But before that, she was like, she will fucking cuss you out and try to pick a fight because that was her thing.
Because she spoke straight up fucking Anishinaabe when I met her. Like, I knew hello and get the fuck out. That was about it. And I mean, there's like other in-betweens, but like, I mean, and me, she's super nice to me at the time when she was super nice to me. But, I mean, she's not here. That's why I say was. But, we all went up to the same place, and this was like right after Jasmine got busted up. Like, she calmed down. We're all watching TV and shit. And I think Jeanette and your grandma had like a different room across the way, right?
Because
they weren't in the same room with us when it happened. All I know is that I heard your grandma freaking out.
No, it's because we got the suite with the room that was attached.
Right? Oh yeah, it was a double room.
Yep. So we were in the other room, and on the other side, there's like a little hallway by a dresser or by a desk. And you go by there and into the other room.
You know that Futurama where, like, they just thought that, like, Fry and Bender had, like, this small-ass locker for a room?
Yeah.
And then
they had, like, the big-ass other room. And we had this little-ass locker.
Yeah. But to be fair, we had the bathroom in the locker area.
Yeah, we did.
They had to come over there.
The robots got to pee.
Yep.
But I'm sorry, continue. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
We're leading up to the diabetic stroke.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it was just like we were hanging out and all of a sudden, like, she's like sweaty and clammy. And then we walk up to her because she starts making weird noises. And then she's like freaking out, like, I don't know you. No. Like
she didn't remember none of us.
None of us.
And at this time, I'm like 20, almost 20. If no, I was 20.
Yeah.
Not even near 21 yet. And I've known her for at least 6-7 years at this point. Like, you can't forget this pretty ass face. And she was like, there's a black man in here. I mean, she didn't say it in those words, but she had that, like, scary black man look in her face. So I was like, yep, I'm gonna let the family handle it.
Yeah. She didn't want none of us touching her. And then we tried to squeeze the glucose gel in her mouth, and she was like spitting it out. And
she wasn't fucking having it. And so, like, the paramedic showed up.
Yeah.
And it was a white lady. Remember, it wasn't like, we're out in Detroit Lakes. It's not like the big city. So it was like an SUV with a white lady in it and maybe a stretcher. And she's trying to help. She's trying to help Sherm's grandma out. And she's just strictly speaking Anishinaabe at this point. And this lady don't know what the fuck to do for at least like a solid 15 minutes, except for her job.
Yep. Well, once we got her to get some sugar in her, she snapped out of it, like, really? Really? like we're telling her what she was doing, and she's like, really?
And the second she snapped out of it, I happened to point up to the sky like, hey, Charm, the Northern Lights.
Yep.
It's a sign from God.
Yeah. Yeah, we went out there and we didn't see dick.
We didn't shoot a single deer. We were so, and it was a really bad year that winter. Yeah. Like, it was dumbass cold, TJ. It was like 40 below. So after about like an hour just sitting out there, we were like, let's just fire a couple rounds and go back to the truck.
Yep.
And then we went back to the hotel and just smoked weed for the rest of the day.
Yep.
But we didn't want to go back to the truck without having to fire rounds, because otherwise we would have been just dicking around according to Archie, right? His Charm's dad. So
yeah,
we were like, we got to fire something. So Charm just had like buckshot. No, you had buckshot, right?
No, I had the 30-30. You had the shotgun.
I had a 10-gauge slug.
It was
12. I've never fired a shotgun in my life. I only fired rifles because I was prior military and my dad had rifles for a while. But I've never fired a shotgun. Like, never in my life. Buckshot, not much kick, right?
Yeah.
Slug?
Boom.
And I didn't learn this difference until the last time me and Sherman went hunting, like what, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
About five, 6 years ago. That's when I learned the difference between birdshot and a slug. Because birdshot, this is like M16, just pow, nothing. You don't feel no kick, right? That slug is the first kick I've ever felt from a gun in my life. And I've had a couple guns. Like, this was like nothing I've ever encountered, TJ. Like, imagine. Okay, mind you, I fired like a 50 cal and a 60 cal machine gun before this experience. Like, these guns are meant to shake you. I didn't know a shotgun can do this to you. Especially a slug, a 10 gauge. It was Matt's dad's old gun. I remember this. We borrowed it from Matt's dad.
Yep.
I fired that bitch, and I don't know if it's how old the gun was or if it was the caliber of the fucking the shell, whatever. Right. All I know is that I shot that bitch, and I fell in the snow. I mean, almost. It shot my ass back a little bit. Like, I kind of did a.
Yeah. he was pointing at the sky. I remember that much because I was down the way at the hill.
I aimed as straight as humanly possible. By the time I finished firing, that gun was 90 degrees up. And I was like, my shoulder!
You know, we, it got actual deer. Jasper got one with it, with Matt's dad's shotgun.
Really?
Yeah, what we did was...
Question, which is more powerful, a 10-gauge or a 12-gauge? Because that 12-gauge that you had let me borrow, oh, that was your home security shotgun, though, so it might be a little bit different. But I fired birdshot and buckshot out of there. And that's a 12-gauge, yes? Yep. And the buckshot was nothing.
Yep.
The birdshot gave me the biggest problem out of that gun.
Well, you know, I didn't give you... If I gave you the high-velocity slugs now... It feels like you're getting punched in the shoulder. Like, fucking, it sucks.
Yeah, but that's someone's breaking in my house kind of shotgun.
No, that's like the high velocity slug is for long range. So, like, the slug
is that safe for your shotgun though?
Yeah.
Even though it's a home defense shotgun, you don't got much range.
No, the range depends on the slug. My shotgun is chambered for three and a half inch shotguns.
Wait, and I'm confused because you complained that your shotgun would have caught something if it was a regular shotgun, a hunting shotgun.
Yeah, because my barrel's shorter, right?
Right, so that's what I'm saying. The barrel affects the range, does it not?
Yes, but with a high velocity, that doesn't matter as much. Because
okay.
So with my shotgun,
I feel you.
If I'm here within like 20 yards, it drops and basically hits the ground.
Got you.
With a high velocity, that... keeps its trajectory for at least 100 yards before it drops. Now, you got to imagine that's like four times the power, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To keep that slug afloat. So that's got four times the kick. It's like, it hurts.
Are we still going to try to go hunting on my weekend off sometime this winter?
Yeah, I would love to.
Because I don't have no vacation or sick time left.
None?
No. My dad's funeral and me catching COVID like immediately after because I was hugging all the open faces.
Yeah.
Lot of hugging. TJ was there. How did you not fucking catch COVID? TJ was there for the whole thing. Oh, TJ wasn't hugging niggas. That's what the... he said 6 feet.
I know you. worse. Yeah.
As soon as I got there and I saw that amount of people, it was insane. I masked up immediately. No, yeah,
Sherm was in and out. He was like, nope, too many motherfuckers.
There was a ton of motherfuckers.
I mean, you did have errands to run. It was not a disrespect.
Yep. I was like, I got to get off of work and go wash up really fast because I was like dirty as shit.
Joe was on the same shit. Joe at least stayed until the end, though. But, I mean, he was telling the same thing. Like, I got to go to school. He, like, just got off of work. No, he just got out of class and had to go to work. That's what it was.
Yep.
Are you making a prison shift over there? What you doing?
No, I'm just melting plastic.
Fire!
Yeah, fire.
That fire sucked. Remember that episode?
I'm going to go clean up the alley.
Well, once TJ's done with the wood there, hopefully he's got something for us.
Yeah.
I do.
I do.
If he's ever done getting the fire ready for us.
While we're waiting for TJ, this podcast is brought to you by the McGlizzy. Oh, yeah. McDonald's is back, baby. You thought the McRib was on the farewell tour? Nah, bitch. We just took the same ingredients and put it in the tubular meat form. Coming to you from McDonald's. The McGlizzy. All the McRib flavor you can handle in 6 inches of hot tubular meat.
That is so wrong.
It is.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm fucking it.
No.
The McMuff.
So, TJ, you have some breaking news for us?
I did.
Take it away, TJ.
Minneapolis leaders push new directive to end encampment clearings.
They keep fucking moving all the tent towns.
They do.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about the first. Can we talk about the first tent town before you read this article? Because there's been a series of tent towns all throughout Minneapolis. It started over south right off of Bloomington there.
Yep.
Yeah, it did.
And then they shut that down because they were like, oh, we're going to build you housing. They never fucking did it. So it just spread all around like the highway exits all around that area, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe like a year or two later, maybe like 2 years ago, maybe three, like whenever the pandemic started, bam, it was all over the north side where we're at. Just everywhere. There's a tent town. It might still be there. Right there, like right there by Union Liquor across the street on Penn.
Yeah.
There was at least like 7-8 tents over there just chilling.
Oh, no.
They used to be.
You seen that?
I did see it, but I also saw when they took that shit out.
Was it a police thing or was it like
it,
a landlord
thing?
Okay.
So about like 6 squad cars rolled up. They started escorting people off, and then later that day they threw up a big fence around it.
You know why they got rid of the first tent town? They were gonna let it stay there because it was there for almost a year.
Yeah,
not even joking.
And then
somebody had like a fucking not a space heater. It was like a
it was a fire.
No, it was a propane heater, and that bitch set their tent on fire.
Yeah, it did.
And it set like. Like what, 30% of that encampment on fire?
Yep.
Nobody died, thank God. But that's when the police were like, we gotta get involved. So they started setting up like all these like fucking public service like areas that were also tents, like showers and all that shit. Like, clean yourself and get the fuck out. And then they were like, by the way, we're building apartments right here on the south side that you can just move in. Don't worry about it. And they never fucking did it.
Yeah, no, those encampments popped up all over.
That was what's her face? Amy Klobuchar.
Yep.
Her and Keith Ellison showed up. Not Keith Ellison. Her and some other motherfucker. But they showed up, talk about like, yeah, we're gonna hook y'all up. Never fucking did it. And if you want my personal opinion, it's because they want to keep natives impoverished. But let's go to this article real quick.
All right.
Unless you got something to weigh in on there.
No, I was just going to say, like, I've seen them all over the fucking place. Like, even in northeast Minneapolis, right there off of fucking Broad.
They got one over northeast now?
No, they were.
Oh.
And then they did the same thing. Shut them down and put a fence up.
Yeah. The legislative directive will go before the full council for a vote on Thursday. Minneapolis, it'll be the first winter near north encampment at corner of 2nd and Fremont Avenue North.
Fremont! Sorry, I grew up on that street.
Will sit blanketed in snow without a tent in sight. However, that doesn't mean the fight to end encampment clearings in Minneapolis is over.
Hold that thought. During COVID,
yeah,
which is, in my opinion, still happening, but during the official pandemic, according to the government,
when the world was
shut, everybody was cool to just camp wherever the fuck they wanted to.
Yeah.
So what changed? Like, there's still homeless niggas out here.
I'd say there's even more now than there was then.
There is.
You know, there's the homeless population's increased like crazy then.
But we can't. So if I just suddenly just randomly end up homeless, and I have 4 tents, I can't sleep in one of them shits.
Not in one place for more than one day. You're gonna keep going and moving your ass around.
All right, park ranger.
Yep.
I mean, there's a guy doing it right now on fuck.
We need to do our urban camping videos. Remember those that we had that? Me and Sherm had an idea like 5 years ago. We're just gonna camp in places we're not supposed to.
Well, yeah, but now you know there's this white dude named Steve Willis. I subscribed to him and watch him.
Is he doing the same shit?
Yeah, he's been doing it for like 3 years now.
He beat us. We should have done it when we had the idea.
And maybe even longer, but his wife just died, so he stopped doing it.
Then we'll carry it on in his wife's name. Shout out to Steve Willis.
It's like Willis.
Willis. I'm sorry, what's the rest of the article?
All right. Back to my thought, though. There's a guy doing it right now on... over by that old Bumblebee that became that holiday.
It's a holiday now, yeah. Yeah. Murder Station 2, the stationing.
Yeah.
So he's like a block away from that. I don't know what that business is, but on 2nd Street, you can always see a blue tent behind this business where they park.
2nd and what? Washington?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Washington.
If it's by the old colony, then it's like Washington.
It's a block. Oh, yeah, there's that.
No, it's on 2nd. You see him on 2nd.
Yep.
Okay.
Because 2nd's the back is behind.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where all the recycling places are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where I made that money as a Boy Scout.
But back to the article. Where was that? Oh, right.
He's reading.
I was about to ask if you want some of the more of that shit.
The work continues on, fairly similar to how it is the rest of the year, except now like we're showing work up more consistently every single day, said Maddie McLaughlin. I have no clue how to say this. An outreach program manager with McLaughlin? I'm pretty sure that says McLaughlin.
Where? McLaughlin.
McLaughlin.
Sarah McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. Either McLaughlin? McLogger?
McMuffin?
McRib?
I haven't come across that last name.
McGlizzy?
The McGlizzy? The McMuff.
I'm sorry, continue.
Ham.
The outreach program manager with
cheese.
Avio.
Yeah, that.
Between English muffin.
Real specific. Avio is one of several local organizations working to assist those living in encampments all year long. But even more so during the winter months.
You know what? You want to just come with me? I mean, my kids want to do it.
Where?
What? Because I got a bunch. We made a
when?
A bunch of
now. Let's go.
Toothpaste, mouthwash, toiletries, bags
mm-hmm.
to give out to these people in the encampments. And yeah, like fucking like 10, 20, 30. I think like 30 or 40 of them.
I'm willing to donate to the cause.
Well, all I need is somebody to come with me to bring them to these people.
What if I want to make more bags?
Well, I mean, yeah.
What if I'm going to go downtown and do the shit?
Whatever.
Downtown's a ghost town.
Why would I want to go to a ghost town?
Because it's all homeless people and no business folk no more.
True.
That's Skid Row. I want to go to an encampment.
Downtown Minneapolis has turned into what, like, the early and late 80s movies? Yep. As pictured downtown New York as.
Yep.
And I need to help those niggas because I want downtown back.
Oh, what, so when they get up in your face, they don't smell like fucking booze and death asking for cigarettes? They could smell like mint?
Yeah, they just get to walk in front of me blinded by their fucking privilege and be like, I'm sorry I didn't see you there. No, really, like, I feel like there's a problem with homelessness. Especially here in Minneapolis. I don't know about anywhere else, but
all over the place, man. It's
been, well, and in Brooklyn Center.
It's been worse other places, and now it's finally becoming a major issue here. Before, there was so little homeless that we can name the homeless. They had their own names.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was the fucking Lake Street Bum.
You know, homeless Tim?
Yeah. No, the Lake Street Bum. Everybody knew who the Lake Street Bum was because it was the only guy.
Or
who,
air guitar guy?
Yeah, or air guitar guy. So those were the back in the day when there was only so many of them that you could point them out.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's just crowds of them. They're, it's not like.
Wait, TJ, do you know about air guitar guy?
No, but I do know about this kid that always is
Let me educate you on
playing soccer with God.
Let me educate you on air guitar guy. We happen to be smoking blunts all throughout the Parkway Circle, right? You know, like all the parkways like go around Minneapolis.
Yeah.
So we started over north, smoked a blunt, made it to all the parkways that connect over south, rolled another blunt.
Yep.
Made it over to Lake Street, said, fuck the parkway, get on Lake Street. We start going west down Lake Street, right?
Yep.
We pass Popeyes. There's a park like a little bit past that. Sherm goes, I got a game for y'all. I still feel like it was a setup, but he swears it was not. And I kind of feel like it might not have been just because of the serendipity of the whole situation. But, like, because before we even got to the park, Sherm says, I got a game for you. And I was like, all right, cool. He's like, well, we're going to point out the craziest people we see from here on out. And I was like, all right, bet. And as soon as the word bet left my mouth, we got onto the premises of the park, like passing by it. And Sherm said, air guitar guy. And I looked out my window. There's a guy with no fucking boombox, no speaker of any kind. He's just out there, homeless as fuck, playing the meanest of air guitar ever. He ain't making no noises. His lips ain't moving. He's just playing the fuck out that air guitar.
Just and I was like, Jimi Hendrix.
I was like, you win. We can't play this game anymore.
There used to be a guy on Lake Street. He used to wear fatigues, army fatigue pants, and combat boots, and he would wear a gi top with the sleeves ripped off, and he would be doing katas and shit. This black dude, buff as shit, who was like maybe in his 50s or 60s, like dressed like this, doing forms and shit on the fucking street. And I'm like, oh,
remember homie with the piccolo?
Yep.
Right over there on Plymouth Avenue.
Yep.
That empty lot right by, right in front of the police precinct, yeah. Like where the fucking high rises are at.
Yeah.
For years and years, I miss this nigga. I wish he was still alive. I don't think he's alive no more because I haven't seen him in like 10 years. But from like the time that me and Sherm were like in high school to like, I want to say like 10 years ago, there'd be this random homeless nigga prancing in an empty lot. Playing a fucking flute and or piccolo. Jamming hard as fuck.
You look like a bard straight.
The most homeless looking bard I've ever seen in my life, dog. And we'd be like on our way to Chris's house. Like not my cousin, but like his other Chris.
Yep.
We'd be on his way to, like on our way to his house to go play magic from my house. I lived like right on Plymouth and Xerxes. So we had to pass this nigga for years. Just with it, prancing around in a trench coat. It's like 90 degrees outside. This nigga got a trench coat and pants. The full, like, it's cold outside, get up. And he's, what are you wearing? Sweating and shit.
Yeah, he was getting down with that floof.
He had to get the
demons out. Not a homeless story, but the funniest flute story I've ever heard in my life. We're gonna keep going on this episode. So, anyways, funniest flute story I've ever heard in my life. It's not the parking lot dude. It's not the empty lot flute dude. It's my brother and his ex-girlfriend Caitlin. They're driving, like, somewhere in South Minneapolis. They hit a red light. The car next to them. This dude in a convertible, just hanging out, listening to jazz music. He realized he got a red light, opens up a motherfucking flute case, lays down the baddest flute solo that my brother has ever seen in his life.
Or heard.
Light turns green. This nigga just rolls off. Puts the flute back in the case like a hitman, like just getting done sniping somebody. And it just rolls the fuck off. So imagine this. You're driving down the street, right? You got some girl in the car with you. This nigga on the fucking right of you is listening to, like, the coolest of smooth jazz. Light turns red. Y'all both stop.
Ron Burgundy.
He busts that fucking flute out as, like, quick as lightning. Light turns green. He skirts the fuck off. What?
Like I said, that's straight fucking Ron Burgundy move. Playing the yacht's flute.
Stay classy, America. That's all I gotta say about that.
In South Minneapolis, I saw a Quiznos wizard.
Wait, really? You still owe us two more articles, nigga. News!
Damn. He's trying to make you do your job.
Well, one of us got to.
Alright. All right. The second one.
Okay.
Is. Once again, your Wi-Fi hates me.
What Wi-Fi? Disconnect from the Wi-Fi and use your data. That's your only saving grace. The whole garage is made of lead. We can't get no service in this bitch.
Oh, you're finally loading. All right, analysis. Ex-Minneapolis cops rack up $26 million in payouts amid surge in PTSD claims.
Was that the one I sent you?
Yeah.
PTSD claims.
Okay, so how are you? Here's my question. How are you getting PTSD if you ain't out there doing your job?
Because they're being little bitches.
So what? So George Floyd happened and some cops went to jail. Now you're afraid for your life? Like, you didn't experience the killing of an officer. You didn't experience the killing of a regular dude on the street. Nor did you have to go to jail for it. No. Nor did you have to deal with the backlash that followed if you're not from the 3rd precinct of Minneapolis, right? So,
no.
Fuck that shit.
No.
Where in Minneapolis did these niggas quit from? What precinct?
Here's my thing. I think they're using this opportunity to do so. I'm not saying that they...
Well, they've been doing that since George Floyd, though.
But that's what I'm saying.
You see how many cops quit after George Floyd got killed? Like, oh, we can't be racist? And they just got the fuck out of there.
I mean, would you want to be a cop after that, though?
Well, that's the other thing. A lot of other people who were there for the right reasons... So I used to want to be a cop. I told you this. Yeah. Like, before I even met you, like, I used to want to be a cop, like, when I was real, real young, because action movies got hook me. Like, all that propaganda, they got me.
Lethal Weapon and fucking Axel Foley.
Well, that, like, I love Law and Order, right? So I'm like, ping. I want to be a cop. And then Rodney King happened. One of my closest friends, Nate Cooper. You know Nate Cooper.
Yep.
He goes, you don't want to be a cop, man. You draw really good, man. Why would you want to be out here, like, wearing the same face as these guys that are beating us up? And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, you didn't hear about Rodney King? Because I didn't watch the news at 12.
Right.
But then, like, later on that day, we heard about Rodney King.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to just draw for a living like Nate said I should do.
It doesn't actually say any of the precincts.
Well, it's probably just...
But it's all Minneapolis, which means that it's the same shit that's been happening since 2020.
Right.
All these bitch-ass cops that aren't there for the right reasons are like, I guess I should get the fuck out of here. And I'm going to claim it's PTSD so I can get benefits as a result.
Right. That's a smart move.
Okay, here we go.
Because where are they really getting PTSD from? They're not Army. They're not Army.
Dude.
They're not Army.
No, but they do see dead babies and all kinds of fucked up shit on a regular basis.
This ain't SVU, nigga. How often does that happen?
A lot.
Here?
Yes.
Here?
Yes.
In Minnesota nights?
Yes.
Really?
Dude, I remember I was working for PPO when they threw that baby in the fucking oven.
You didn't tell me about that.
Yeah.
But you told me about you found just a random dead old guy that nobody knew about. But that's different.
Like, that shit happens. I'm not sympathizing, but I'm saying there's fucking reasons that other than, like, that shit that you can claim PTSD on. You know what I mean?
I'm calling bullshit, man. It's all about the social climate. It's all about the social climate. So all these white cops afraid that they're about to get shanked by some fucking niggas, and that's just the race. That's just what it is. It's just a bunch of white cops being afraid that they're going to get fucked up by black people at some point. That's all it is. And that's why they've all been quitting forever. And the only reason that half of these motherfuckers are claiming PTSD now is because they're just realizing how bad they fucked up in the past. Because a lot of motherfuckers out here on these streets, they remember the cops that arrest them. I'll never forget the cops that ran up on me and Corey talk about we had a gun when we never had one.
Right.
I will never forget the motherfuckers. I hope they quit.
But since the murder of George Floyd, hundreds of Minneapolis police officers have left the force while claiming post-traumatic stress disorder.
Called
to
it.
Seek
I called it. It's all George Floyd shit.
Benefits.
Yep.
At least 155 officers have received workers' compensation settlements, nearly totaling $26 million, according to a Fox 9 investigator's analysis of city council minutes and police records.
You know all these cops are finna get their way, because you know who's in charge of the police union? Bob K.K. Kroll. That motherfucker has been anti-us since he became powerful in the police force. And I'm not even talking about before the fact that he ran the union. Everybody in the city has been trying to push to get this motherfucker out. And he's still there. He's got interviews on video where his backdrop is just him in his office with, like, Scarface and, like, other motivational posters that aren't, like, your typical motivational posters. Like, instead of saying, like, hang in there, it's like, fuck it.
That's kind of some gangster shit. What the fuck?
No, but, I mean, he's hinted to having ties to the Klan, right? And I mean, this is hearsay from what I'm saying. I'm not trying to defame somebody, but there's too many rumors out there on the street and in journalism that are saying he's got ties to the Klan. There's too many fucking stories about him just not giving a fuck about anybody who's not white. You can't be in charge of a police union who's got basically immunity to everything,
yeah,
and not be fair. That's just fucking dumb.
Yeah. And I think that's what people are working on now, ain't they? That's why people are getting fired now.
Yeah. That's why I'm glad my boy fucking Keith is back in office again for a second term.
Also, many of those same officers have questionable histories of misconduct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You shouldn't get shit if you got history of misconduct. Nothing. You know how I know? Because I served in the military, and the most misconduct I did was drugs. And I don't get no benefits. I didn't get a dishonorable discharge, but I got no benefits. I shouldn't get shit because I fucked up, and they shouldn't get shit because they fucked up.
Yep.
Is that a sound argument or is it not?
I mean, yeah, but they have their rules and shit.
All I did was get a little high. And they're out here killing niggas. They deserve way worse than what I got.
Yeah, but you know who agreed to it? That's why they're doing it. You know what I mean? If it wasn't available to them to do so, then they wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, you're right. This is another example of privilege.
Yep.
Because I promise you, if I was one of them cops and I was black trying to get that fucking disability or that fucking sweet, sweet union money, I end up in the jail just like that nigga that was that nigga that fucked with you that went to jail. That was like fucking with all the natives out there over south.
He was fucking with everybody, and that was over north.
Oh, it was over north?
Yeah, he was fucking
with... I thought it was over south.
No, he was fucking with black folk. It was like mainly black folks that had the problem because he was fucking with them.
Then why you got beef with him?
Because he fucked with me. Same difference.
I mean, I know that. Oh, you know what? We talked about this in a way, way earlier podcast that we'll probably won't ever put up on Anchor because it was like on SoundCloud. We probably didn't even have... No, it's in the backup.
It could be.
I do have to upload all the backups. Maybe we'll do that.
Well.
Okay. Let's do a would you rather. Let's do some would you rather.
All right. Let's do that then.
Bring it. Two articles took us a long ass time. Take this out of my hand.
Yes. Would you rather
live free or die hard?
Would you rather
die hard?
Have to sleep for 3 hours every day, or have to sleep 15 hours every day?
Three. I pretty much do it already.
Whoever gets whichever gets the most votes is what I'm picking. I would rather sleep 15 hours a day, but I can't do that.
I would rather sleep 15 hours a day, too.
But you can't do it.
I can't.
Because I can't do it either.
I can get four before I wake up, and then I'm trying for the next couple hours to get a couple hours. I'm always trying for that eight, but I never get it.
I never get it either.
I only get it on the weekend.
15 hours a day it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to refresh the page. It won't let me vote. Would you rather not know how to read or not know how to write?
Not know how to write. I can type shit out. Fuck.
Right.
I'm going with writing.
Because like they got voice to text, too.
Here's what I'm going for. I speak a whole other language outside of English, right? I speak Japanese. Not a whole lot of it, but enough to get around. I can only read 50 characters of kanji. I can read all the kana, and I can write all the kana, but I can't write shit for kanji. I can't read shit for kanji. I'd rather not know how to write just because I can get by speaking.
Right.
TJ?
He said the same thing we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like being able to read.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to be like...
I do like being able to
but
read.
But I can write? That's fucking odd. I can't read, but I can write this motherfucking whole letter here. I don't know what I'm writing.
How do I refresh this?
Fuck. That's really weird.
Would you rather have hair covering your entire body or be completely bald?
Completely bald.
Don't we technically have hair covering our entire body?
Depends on who you are. I'm smooth.
Werewolf.
As fuck.
Werewolf. We're talking werewolf.
No. I mean, there are some people who have hair covering their entire body. Yep. Matt.
Are we talking about full class two or?
No, we're just talking about like, would you rather have full body hair or just be smooth?
Human dog.
I'd rather be smooth and then just get a wig.
I still want my head hair and my pubes.
I want to be
the exact way I am. Head hair and pubes, smooth everywhere else. I don't have to work for it because that's how God made me.
Nope. You're completely smooth or you're completely hairy like a werewolf.
I'll be smooth. I can draw on the best fucking eyebrows.
I'd rather be completely bald.
Yeah, me too.
Because then I'd be smooth everywhere, and I could wear all my hats again.
And I could swim really good.
No shit, right? No, you can dive really good. Like cone heads?
Just yep. And just like one little push, and you're sailing through the water for like...
Just go in the water like... Feet.
Okay, next one.
Would you rather be loved or be feared?
Feared.
Explain this. No, I didn't.
Fuck needs love.
I need context. I need context.
Okay. You become a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
You don't rule through love. You rule through fear.
But why would you want to do that, though? I need, again, backstory. One piece me, nigga. I need a backstory. I need context.
Okay. I'm with TJ on this, actually.
I just want to rule the world. And to do that, you're going to have to use fear.
Is that where you stand?
Yes and no, but here's my other angle on this. Love will get you killed quicker than anything else. Like, and love will kill you. Motherfuckers will murder you because they love you so fucking much. They
love
will,
is the death.
They will
duty.
Do all kinds of
That's
shit.
That's why I'd rather be loved, because I'd rather be
Game
Jesus.
You'd rather get murdered to death.
I'd rather be our next Lord
You'll
and Savior.
Take 8 blades to the
back. Love will stab you in the back.
No.
Love is jealous. Love is violent.
Fear.
But fear leads to resentment.
This is why I can't be Sith, because fear leads to dangerous choices. I would rather be loved, because at least if I have love on my side, I have the people with me. Where, like, if I'm just being feared, now I'm just trying to take some shit over by force, and I'm using niggas to kill younglings to do it for me, because that's how Anakin got. Nope.
No. No.
Yeah, but
I ain't never heard nobody rule the world with love.
Also, not to be a preachy guy, but this is what I grew up with. Everybody loved Jesus because he loved everybody.
Then why did they kill him?
Because they loved him.
See?
I'd rather be that guy.
I'd rather be old and in my bed, because everybody's too afraid to do anything.
I've been killed emotionally by plenty of people. I guess I am that guy. All right, let me refresh. Would you rather have a large painting of yourself or a life-size sculpture of yourself?
Painting.
We're going full sculpture.
I
am not a narcissist, but if I get that statue,
I'm going for large painting, and here's why. I'm going for large painting, and here's why. I want the large painting because in white history, all those large paintings ended up on currency here.
Okay.
I'm going to be that tub dub that we never got. I want to be that nigga looking at you when you pull out that $50 bill and be like, you don't need to spend that money on that. That's my face too. Just
I got two reasons. One, I don't got a fucking giant house to put a statue in.
Put it in your yard.
Well, exactly.
Sherm's like, I ain't Master P.
And two, I want to have my picture above my fireplace looking at somebody like, you going to put more wood in that fire? Because I ain't doing it. I have a picture on the wall of me painted.
Okay, here's one.
Okay.
Well, I'm waiting for TJ to load the fire real quick.
That's so funny.
Put more coal in the train.
Yeah, that one didn't get cut up.
There's bandits coming for us.
Bayonets or bandits?
Bandits.
Okay.
Crash bandits?
There's bayonettas coming for us.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that, he says.
Excuse me.
Well, while TJ's lighting the fire, the podcast has been brought to you by...
Oh my God.
Pringles. Y'all thought we were done advertising? Nah. We still got that glizzy chip, baby. Glizzy chip. A whole can with a hole in the bottom. There's two chips at the top. And then once you reach in for them chips your man ate, all you reaching for is that dick. Glizzy chip.
You're finishing there.
He's like, oh, glizzy chip. Breaking news. TJ's made fire warm.
Yeah, fire warm.
Fire bad.
Okay. Would you... Yeah, I know. My finger's fucked up. Would you rather make out with Gollum or hook up with Beetlejuice?
Oh.
Not animated Beetlejuice, movie Beetlejuice.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Ooh, Michael Keaton. Hmm.
But as Beetlejuice.
Yeah, but he could teach you some things.
I mean, animated Beetlejuice can do the same thing, but that's not the point.
Oh, no.
Gollum
has
or
been...
Or Dirty Tooth having as Beetlejuice.
Okay, but Gollum's been alive for like...
Gollum's Dirty Tooth?
Yeah, a millennia with a dirty-ass mouth, been eating orcs and not brushing his teeth.
But he used to be a hobbit.
Yeah.
What's that have to do?
Fucking crazy.
Hobbits got that big D, dog.
No, they don't. They're about as big as a D.
You ain't ever seen a donkey?
But how do
you
know?
I would rather make out with Gandalf than a hobbit. But
I'd rather make a with Gollum because I feel like his breath might be smoother.
No,
I mean,
I don't think so. I'm gonna go with Beetlejuice and getting down. I would fuck Beetlejuice in
but
the
you
butt.
Have to, you'd actually have to like Netflix and chill with that motherfucker. It says make out with Gollum or hook up with Beetlejuice.
No, hook up means fucking.
Yeah, you gonna have to fuck dirty dick.
No, I'm fucking him in the butt.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, you gonna fuck dirty butt?
Rather fuck dirty butt than lick on some
fucking
Gollum.
You gonna get E. coli on your dick?
Dude, you want
you
Gollum.
You don't know what kind of diseases Gollum has?
Yes, he's over 1,000 years old.
The only disease Gollum has is greed.
No.
That nigga about that paper. I want.
No. No, he ain't. He's about precious.
I
want
to fuck Gollum and have him call me, he's precious.
You know what he eats?
Fish, dead things.
Dead things. He eats fucking goblins and orcs. And
what does Beetlejuice eat? The same fucking thing. What does it matter?
He eats bugs.
And fish and dead things.
He eats bugs.
You eat bugs.
That's why he's Beetlejuice.
You're thinking about animated Beetlejuice.
And even in the fucking, what?
Oh. Speaking of bugs.
Yep. Even in the movie, he didn't eat nothing but bugs.
Yeah, you might be right. But, I mean, if he's going to wife you, is that all you want to eat for the rest of your life?
You ain't wifing him. You're just fucking him. It's a
no,
hook
he
up.
Might wife you, though.
No, that's hooking
he might
up.
Catch you off guard, like,
that's just the
yo,
thing. It says hook. It doesn't
yo,
say.
Yo, that dickin' was real good. Will you marry me?
Yeah.
He can't give a blue handshake.
What if he wipes you on accident because you were, like, fucking him in the ass? And you're like,
no,
oh, Beetlejuice, no. Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. He's like, sucker, we married now.
No. And the other thing is I can get head from Beetlejuice with his little head and make my dick look 10 times bigger.
This is a lose-lose for me.
You're selling me on Beetlejuice. TJ outvoted. It's Beetlejuice.
I just can't.
To abstain anyways.
I don't want to taste anything.
I don't want to abstain anyways.
I don't want to taste anything.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. All
right.
Oh, I don't even know if this is supposed to make sense. This is the exact question. Would you rather cowboy or Indian? I'd rather Indian.
That's easy.
I mean, if that's the way we're going,
Indian.
I'm like fucking. Cowboys.
That's a stupid question. I'm not even gonna click it. I'm just gonna go to the next one.
Scalp some motherfuckers.
No, actually, that's a misnomer. White people used to actually scalp Indians and trade their scalps in for money because they were bounties.
Yep. And the Indians just started doing it for
some cowboys.
And the Indians did it out of spite.
Yep.
Like, oh, I got your blonde ass wig, nigga. Would you rather live in the Doctor Who universe or
Doctor
the Star
Who.
Or the Star Wars universe?
Fuck you.
Star
right,
Wars.
I know, right?
Star that, Wars.
I'm happy you were so quick to answer, but I'm also happy I was mad. I'm happy you were quick to answer, but I'm also happy that you got mad as a result because.
Okay. Pros and cons of both. Star Wars. Cons, everything's trying to kill you. Doctor Who. Everything's trying to kill you.
Wait, no. It depends on where you live in the Star Wars universe if everything's trying to kill you.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, shit goes bad.
If I'm just living on, no, wait, hold up. If I'm just living on Tatooine and I'm just working on ships, This is my job. I'm just Midas, nigga. Like, this is...
You work for Jabba. You work for the Hutts.
Not always.
No, but well,
what about the lady that? What about the lady that hooked up the Mandalorian?
Well, what I'm saying... Well, nobody rules the Mandalorians. Nobody.
Except the Mandalorian.
Except... Yeah, exactly.
Right, but she hooked that nigga up. So who does she work for?
She works for... And here's the thing. The outskirts of space in, like, the Star Wars universe is all run by the gangsters because the inside is all run by the Empire or the Republic. They don't... That's why Republic fucking... credits didn't mean shit.
But Tatooine still remained somewhat part of the Empire, because otherwise, why are stormtroopers there?
That's because they were looking for fucking.
And Jabba's not good.
Oh, they're looking for Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They're like, the Empire don't go out there, and neither did fucking. And Jabba was the gangster running the fucking outskirts. The Hutts, not just Jabba.
The Hutt was like a whole family, yeah.
A fucking chain.
Yeah. And the Empire dare not crash an intergalactic fucking. Group okay. of mafioso.
I've made my choice.
Yep.
I'm going with Star Wars because I can walk the path of the gray.
And lightsabers.
I'm going to be Revan.
I'm going Doctor Who, and here's why.
I'm going Star Wars.
Only if I'm a Time Lord, because I get a shit ton of hearts. Shoot me all you want, nigga. I got at least 3 left.
No. It is not a shit ton of hearts. It is regeneration.
No, they have 2 hearts. They have 2 hearts, and they regenerate all the time.
Yeah. 13 different versions.
Also, I have a TARDIS that takes me throughout the entire multiverse.
But that's only if you steal one.
No. Yeah. The original Doctor Who never stole his TARDIS.
Stole a TARDIS. The first Doctor? Ran away.
That means every Time Lord had access to a TARDIS, but. Him. Was he the peasant Time Lord?
Yes.
He used to live on a farm.
But they're all Time Lords!
Yeah, but he
how are you all Time Lords and none of you...
Okay. Because you have to go to the fucking academy to stare into the fucking untempered schism, which is a part of the fucking...
I'm still going Doctor Who because I got balls and I'll steal some shit.
I can steal shit in Star Wars and have a blade made out of fucking laser.
Nah, because not everybody who steals is a Jedi.
You can kill a Jedi and steal his blade.
Yep.
Only if you're Grievous.
Nah, more people did it.
Yep.
But can they use them?
Yeah, they just can't use them well.
They can't use the Force, but they can use the blade.
Yep. Yep, reason.
I thought you need to be able to use the Force to use the blade until Grievous happened.
No.
And then they made that fucking, the other 3... Where, what's his face? Finn. Yeah, Finn.
Yeah, Finn. Use
a lightsaber. And I was like, oh, you piece of shit. You're not even Force sensitive.
Anybody can use a lightsaber. The reason why Jedis use it because it's a precision weapon. Like, it's like a double sided blade, except for it's all sided. Like, you can fucking wreck your shit using one of those. So it's like a preferred weapon. It's seen as.
It's like a katana that has. Sharpened edges on all 4 edges.
It's considered classy versus a blaster.
Then why does the Sith gotta use it?
Because it's the same thing. It's classy. It's like but the Sith, anybody can use a gun.
But the Sith ain't Jedi no more, so they could have picked a better weapon.
But they still use the Force.
They could have made a way better.
They have Force lightning.
They could have had a lightsaber lawnmower.
They have Force lightning, and they do, and they have double-ended lightsabers.
They had lightsaber pikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Also,
yep. Also Force lightning.
Yeah. And there's an afterlife for sure with Force ghosts.
Yes, but
only if you're a Jedi.
Only if you know. Well,
with the Sith, they make holocrons that they use to just take over other
people's
bodies.
And here's the other thing. If you could somehow figure out what Darth Plagueis was doing, then you have eternal life.
Qui-Gon figured it out. Qui-Gon figured it out. It's
the
Force ghost.
The Emperor figured it out, too.
No?
No.
No, he used a bastard.
The Emperor became a cyborg around, like, the 9th movie.
All I know is
they cloned him.
He killed his... Yeah.
No, they cloned, what's his face?
Snoke.
Snoke, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but Snoke was also a part of him.
Snoke was a construct.
He said it was his fucking clone.
No. He says Snoke was.
That movie again,
he says
then.
Snoke was an aberration that he gave to fucking Kylo. But he also had a physical body, which means that he wasn't a clone of the Emperor. He was just a regular ass clone of some other rando. They just grabbed like three rando cells and made a dude.
Oh yeah, because if you try to clone a force sensitive person, they go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We learned from Ra's al Ghul. I'm sorry, that's DC. Okay, would you rather?
Star Wars.
This is a toughie for one of us. I don't know which one just yet.
Star Wars.
We already talked about that.
Okay.
Would you rather live with no electronics or live with no friends?
No friends.
Oh, okay. It's not a toughie for TJ. I thought it would be a hard one for him. Fine. Fuck you. Leave. No. Go have fun with your robot dicks.
I have no electronics that I own.
That's a bullshit ass lie.
No, seriously, because my friends have electronics.
You do too.
No, what I'm saying is I would rather not have electronics.
Yeah, I'd rather have friends.
Because my friends have electronics.
Nah, I'm an introvert at heart. I don't need people. I'm okay with them.
TJ, let me show you a hypothetical real quick.
Okay.
The fucking world shuts down digitally.
I'll be fine. I'm a psychopath.
I'm going to end this podcast now. TJ?
Yes.
Please put the knife away. No. TJ, no, no.
Smells like iron in here. It's really penny smelling.
One more, would you rather?
Yeah, one more. Let's do one more real quick.
Woo!
Ah, fuck. Okay, here we go. Would you rather... I'm going to do this in the form of song. Would you rather cut off individual toe with a knife, or would you rather pull out each tooth with a pliers?
A tooth. I got a tooth that I need to pull out.
Wait, hold on.
If I cut my toe off, my balance is going to be shit for a long time.
Hold on. Is this like a clean cut?
For your toes?
You better have the sharpest of knives.
Yeah, you have to have like one of them fucking samurai Ginsu knives, like one of them Japanese like sushi grade knives.
Okay.
But you're still gonna feel it.
Yeah, I'm still gonna feel pulling a tooth out of my head.
Would you rather cut your toes off with a knife?
Oh, toes, not toe. Okay.
Or pull your teeth out with a pliers. We're talking
like all teeth.
All of them. All toes, all teeth.
I can get dentures, bro. I'm pulling my teeth out.
I'm getting werewolf teeth.
I mean, y'all know me. My teeth is falling apart anyway. I woke up this morning. I was like, there's something in my teeth. And I tried to get it out from in my tooth.
It's a tooth.
And I broke like half a tooth off just this morning. Look. You see that?
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Dang.
My teeth ain't shit. I'm pulling them out in the field. And I won't feel shit. Pliers, baby. Let's go.
That tooth looks like a jack. You know, like jacks where you bounce the ball on the ground?
I don't know how it happened, bro. I just was like, oh, there's something in my tooth. And that bitch is there. I'm like Charlie and Always Sunny when he was like, okay, let's pull a tooth out with the fucking pliers. And he was like, oh, it just came right out. And then Charlie's reaching with his mouth and was like, pulled another one out. Like, oh, shit. Oh, they're just coming right out.
Damn.
It's not that bad, but that one made me feel like that.
Oh, shit. Well, I guess TJ.
TJ, close us out with a motivational quote.
All right.
Of your own TJ-ness.
Success. Don't you fucking fail.
I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
Have a good night, y'all.